You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of tonight's 15th anniversary broadcast. Now, you may be too busy eating, but how's the food out there tonight? Did we do all right?
Absolutely delicious.
Sam Bushman now, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner here at Liberty News Radio Network. The whole reason that we're here. Sam, give us your critique of what we're eating now. Tell us all about it.
Well, let's just say this. We're at a home in Mississippi, and it's southern delicious cooking. We got fried chicken. We've got, what do they call those, scallop potatoes? I call them funeral potatoes, but they're... Anyway, all I'm telling you is they're just delicious. Potatoes, chicken, the list goes on and on.
I see cornbread.
I'm getting full of food. It is absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Hey,
don't say
how many plates have you had? That's all I want to know.
I'm on two, and I'm about to start on the ice cream. Just saying.
What's the meat there? Is that the pork loin or pot roast or... Pork tenderloin.
Yeah, okay. Pork tenderloin. It's delicious, too.
Boy, we're lucky we have such supporters that would cook for us like this. Anyway, Sam Bushman. Again, without Sam, we don't fly. He is the wind beneath our wings, and he, too, gave a magnificent talk today that focused on matters of faith. Why don't you break it down, Sam?
Matters of God, family, country, like I always talk about, but it was specifically focused on agency. You know what? We all come from God. We're down here on earth. We got to choose wisely so we can return to our God. And when we do so, we need to learn to behave like the Prince of Peace. We need to learn to be kind to those around us and bring peace and comfort and strength and dignity and honor. And it all starts with God and family and how we behave individually, because our choices make not only a difference in our own lives here and in the life after, but our choices affect our children. And so I talked about my personal life a little bit, and then I focused mainly on each of us needs to get on our knees and find out where we fit, what we ought to be doing. And I think oftentimes we all need a compass. We all need to step back and say, hey, do I need to correct? Do I need to make some changes? Do I need to do something a little different? And I think every one of us can step back and have some humble, faith-filled course correction, if you will. And so that's kind of where I started, and I ended with a kind of an opportunity of an invitation to say, find out for yourselves, where do you fit in? How can you build the kingdom of God on the earth? How can you support your European ancestry? How do you support who you are and your family is, and how do you make your ancestors proud?
Sam, the title of your speech was The Power of One. What power does one have?
Each of us has the power to live a life of honor and the power to return to our God if we're willing. And I finished by talking about the one who has the ultimate power, the one who sacrificed on the cross and who was raised from the dead by his own power. That's the one we follow.
We're celebrating 15 years on the radio here for TPC, and that's an occasion worthy of celebration, but it does pale in comparison to your career in talk radio. Break that down again for everybody who may not be familiar.
Well, I started out a redneck. I ended up a redneck, and there it is. No, I'm just kidding. The reality is, you know, the careers that we've had in radio really show the power of one, though. I mean, you take Sam Bushman, you take James Edwards. We're just two individuals, and as kids, we might have been little punks. But as we grow up, we decide to make a difference, and, you know, we rally the people around us and use our influence for good. And that's the whole point of the talk that I gave, is that, you know what, each one of us has more of a sphere of influence than we think. And you look at all the people here tonight, all the wonderful people, and all the wonderful things they do, and one becomes two, then two becomes the few. And I didn't have a chance to give the rest of my talk because James cut me off mid-speech.
Yeah, we gave you the hook.
I gave a short, but the one becomes two, the few, the many, and we are powerful. The greater numbers that we have eventually will win the day, right?
Well, we hope so. People are taking pictures right now. So
we may only be 3% like the American Revolution, but you know what? Our 3% multiplies because God multiplies our efforts. And the power of one becomes truly powerful. I mean, one saved us all, right? You think he can't help us in our cause? I'm convinced he can.
All right, what do we need to do to be intercessors and good, you know, put in a worthy request so that we can receive that benevolence?
I would say you kneel down and you pray hard, and then you get up and you go to work. That's how I do it every day anyway. And I'm convinced that that's kind of the method for all of us, you know.
So you think here, even in an America that is racing towards godlessness, that there can be some sort of a reprieve?
I would say
without there being this kind of suffering that we've seen in...
Oh, you'll have suffering. It's always been the followers of Christ have had suffering, right? He set forth a pattern. He had plenty of suffering. If we pick up the cross and follow him, we have plenty of that suffering. There's no doubt about that. But make no mistake that he wins in the end, and so do we if we're on his side. And I submit to you that, yes, the world is hurtling away from God. No doubt about it. But I submit to you that God's contingent is doubling down. They're repenting. They're becoming more faith-filled. They're receiving God's guidance through the Holy Ghost, and they are stepping up forward boldly, nobly, and independently like no other. And I submit to you that it will continue. And so I look for a bright day ahead, sir.
Do we need to suffer first, though, to be purified?
Yes. Hate to admit it, but the answer is yes.
All right. So
you think the master can suffer and we don't have to?
How do men lead their families through that inevitable suffering that must come before things turn?
I'll tell you, the best thing you can do is be faithful to your God by keeping his commandments and be true to your wife.
Amen.
I'm just telling you. I'll tell you one thing that I do often. I always say to my kids, hey, you want to know something? Guess what? And my kids are like, what? And I'm like, I'm in love with your mother. And after a while, I say to my kids, hey, guess what? And when they, Dad, you're in love with our mother, right? Yet you got it. Never forget it.
And now, I know everybody should know, listening tonight and, of course, in the room, how many kids is that, Sam?
So I've got 8 kids, 4 grandkids, and, hey, I'm praying for more grandkids.
8 kids, and how many does your consigliere, Mr. Sir Kirk Crosby, have?
Kirk Crosby has 11, well, he always likes to say he has, what, 5 boys and 6 girls? Yeah, 5 boys and 6 girls. Oh, 6 boys and 5 girls. See, when he does that, I get confused because I got to add and stuff. Anyway, 11 children, and he's got almost 24 grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody give that man
So multiply and replenish the earth, said he, and we went to work. How's that?
Are we not supposed to be fruitful and multiply? Well, this is the man. There's nobody that beats that in this room. I don't even have
yes,
that.
There is.
Yes, there is. Actually, there is.
There's a couple of people, believe it or not. I think Rick's in the mix, too, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, sure he is.
Come on, brother Rick.
We're going to have him up in just a moment, but my goodness, how could I have forgotten about that? Well, just between the three of y'all, that's like a small town.
Yes, it is, sir. Don't forget it. We'll have a sheriff and everything.
Will you be the sheriff, Sam? Will you volunteer for that?
I'll assign one of my kids to be the sheriff.
Now, why is the sheriff so important?
Because the sheriff has the ability, as the chief executive in a given county, to make sure that people obey the law.
All right. Does our government do that?
No, sir.
Do our courts?
But we're praying they will. No, sir. They're a bunch of shenanigans, and they ought to all be impeached. Nevertheless, we stand for a brighter day, sir.
Sam Bushman, everybody. We'll be back with Lacey Lynn. Give Sam a big round of applause.
Delighted to be part of it, James.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Searching, searching, every night and day, if we gotta keep on the run, follow the sun.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's amazing to be able to do these remote broadcasts that makes you thankful. Maybe it's the only thing that makes you thankful you lived this long to see, well, everything else is going backwards and regressing and degenerating. At least some technology has gone forward. We can do these remote broadcasts and not miss a beat, and we can do these from the road as we're doing tonight. Now, I asked this earlier, and I'll ask it again. Raise your hand if anyone here was not here last night or for any reason whatsoever did not get our gift bag. Did anybody not get a gift bag? Everybody got one. Okay, good. Good, good, good. So we can move on. Where's Lacey? There she is. Oh, look at her. Here she comes. And she's running even. That's fantastic. We don't want to waste a second here. Lacey Lynn is with us tonight, and what an honor it is to have her and her husband. I had the privilege of picking them up at the airport and driving them down here to Mississippi, and it has been a real pleasure to be able to spend a little bit of time with both of y'all and get to know you better. And it reconfirmed everything that I already believed to be true, and that is that y'all are fantastic people and a fantastic advocate and voice for our cause. So Lacey Lynn, I'll read this again because it's so short. A full-time homemaker and homeschooling mother of two. She's been married for 10 years and lives in Texas. She's a conservative activist in the Eagle Forum and runs a YouTube channel focused on traditionalist conservatism, nationalism, and Christianity. Lacey, thank you for being here and for traveling for this.
Well, thank you for inviting us. We've had fun too, and thank you for the hospitality, and congratulations on 15 years.
Well, thank you very much for that. Get that as close as you can. We just lost our board op. Yeah, just kiss it. That's right. And that's what we do here. You had to put the windscreen right there. Anyway, tell us about your talk. Break it down for Radio Land that didn't have the opportunity to be with us today, what you talked about, because you added something to the program that would have otherwise been lacking.
Well, I talked about what women can do to serve the movement, and that is to rebuild our communities. I started talking about briefly about the origins of feminism and being communism, how it was always bad, and how it broke down our communities as far as women are concerned. We've gotten more individualistic, a little bit more competitive, mean with each other as we compete with other women, not just men, and how we've sown a lot of distrust within.
Oh, we got it. I mean, you're doing fine. That's fine, Nicole. Thank you.
We've sown a lot of distrust in the community of women, and what we can do as women to serve the movement better is to rebuild, and as wives and mothers and friends of each other. That is important. That part.
Now, she said earlier today. Does anyone believe it? By the way, that it was her first public speech to an audience of this size since high school. How do you think she did today? Let her know. Let her know. Yeah. And by so let's talk about your time down here. Now, we're all from the South, so I can't say let's talk about your time in the South. But as you travel over from Texas down here to the Mid-South, what has been your takeaway from this audience, those here assembled, meeting perhaps people you had heard of before but maybe not had the opportunity to see in person, and, of course, making new friends and acquaintances? How would you break down this experience on a personal level?
Well, it's hard not to be intimidated with so many great educated intellectuals in the room and a lot of great orators and people who, I mean, they've just spoken so well and given so much information and research. It's great. The South is beautiful. Everybody's very, very nice. I did meet a Yankee and made friends with him, so that was unexpected.
You made friends with him?
Yes.
No, we identify yourself. Raise your hand if you're from the North. Whoa!
Wow.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It's about a split. I'm not against that. Now, we always say here in the family, we love our Northern Copperheads, but I did not expect it to be about a 50-50 mix here tonight. That's incredible. So, I guess I have to include myself in your camp. I've made a lot of friends of them, too. But no, there are, as I've said before, there are so many people north of the Mason-Dixon that I have an incredible bond with, and they've been stalwart supporters, and they've certainly done a lot more than a lot of people here in the South have done for themselves. And, sometimes it's hard for us to take our own side in an argument, but I am thankful for everybody in our audience. The South, of course, this is where we live, this is where we're based, this is where we started. But those across the country and around the world, and we have those people here tonight, too, from coming in internationally. So if you don't mind me putting you on the spot just a minute, out of all the speakers, was there one that you were particularly excited to have the opportunity to see in person?
I will have to go with my friend Jason Kuna. So,
hey, how can you argue that pick, Jason?
He's been gracious enough to have me on his show several times, and I had him on my channel and interviewed him for his book, Born Guilty.
I lost my phone, so I don't know what time it is, but there it is. Okay, we got a couple more minutes still. So let's talk about that now. Your channel, for those of you now, this is your first time to speak at one of these gatherings, correct?
Yes.
I know you've attended
yes.
a couple of other
yes.
ones. I was corrected about that earlier, but this is your first time to speak.
Yes.
So people, unless they've heard you on the, two or three occasions you've been on our show this year, I said we first became known to one another when we appeared on a Ramsey Paul live stream. It was me, you, Faith Goldie, Ramsey, and maybe another person or two. And then we've been in touch since. But for those of you who, for whatever reason, may not have heard you on the show this year, how can they find out more about you? How can they access your YouTube channel? And, of course, reiterate and elaborate upon what you talk about on that YouTube channel.
Right. So it's Lacey Lynn, LaceyLynn. And I have talked about anti-feminism in general. I have talked about nationalism. So I've discussed a little bit of white identity and about rejection of civic nationalism. I have talked about Christianity, motherhood, gender roles, traditionalism. Coming forward, I'll be making cooking videos, so I'm really excited.
When
about
does that start? Right in time for the holidays?
When I get the audio figured out. I don't know what I'm doing.
When Well, no, I wouldn't say that. You've got production quality. I've seen your intros on the YouTube channel. But you've got you're like doing somersaults in a field, and you've got a gun. I mean, what's that about?
Well, I used to talk about training as a mother. That could be a subject that I explore a little bit more. But
well, so you definitely know how to do videos because we've seen so many. So what's holding up the cooking channel?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to my husband because he knows better than I do. There's an audio issue when I get in the kitchen.
Oh, so it's only when you're in the kitchen.
It's a technical.
You could
thing
do it from your regular location.
I mean, I just don't.
But
have
you
an
can't
oven
cook from
there.
That room.
Yes, right.
Oh, I got right. it. All right, that makes sense.
It'll come soon. I promise.
All right, but will it be in time for Thanksgiving? Now that's an ambitious.
I don't know.
Schedule.
I just kind of do things as I have the time.
All right, all right, all right. But, I mean, because, you know, we get hungry around Thanksgiving.
I would love to.
It looks like a lot of people have been hungry tonight. Have y'all been given that buffet hell? Is there going to be any man left standing out there? We don't want to see any food go to waste. We want everybody to go home fed. Have you enjoyed your time here this weekend?
Yes. Thank you for inviting us.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, and I thank your husband as well who made the trip, and you've been such an asset and a contributing force to our weekend. And folks, again, if you haven't had the chance to hug her neck and tell her how much you appreciate her, let her know before the end of the weekend. Lacey Lynn, everybody, we'll be back right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters in California are continuing to battle two wildfires, one in Northern California and one in Southern California. Utility company PG&E is shutting down power to nearly 1 million customers in Northern California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is not happy about that.
These blackouts, particularly with PG&E, and the impact of that is unacceptable. We got to hold them accountable. We are going to do our best to get through these high wind events and work through Saturday, Sunday into Monday, get these lights back on.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill held a rare Saturday session to hear a closed-door deposition from Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Philip Reicher, as part of their impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The State Department has urged its officials not to participate in these sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping.
Actress Felicity Huffman is enjoying an early release from prison. Hoffman was let go yesterday because of a prison policy for those scheduled to be released on weekends. She served 11 of her 14 days out of prison in Dublin, California, for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
And welcome back, everybody. Are you still having a good time, or are you ready to go to bed? We're working our way up to the grand finale, and we're going to sing Dixie so loud and then they hear us back up in Memphis. But I want to thank the gracious hosts for bringing us into their home tonight. I'm so glad they have a piano and that we have somebody in the crowd who knows how to play that piano, because it's really added to what we've been doing here this evening and throughout the weekend. Kirk Lyons, this is an embarrassment of riches tonight to have this much talent on a single broadcast. I don't even know. Should we call it quits after tonight? Can it get any better than this? Should this be the last one we do? All right. They talked me into it. But I am so honored to have Kirk Lyons not just be in the audience tonight, but to have been a presenter this weekend. He's a great man, a good friend. Oh, my kids just walked back into the room. Hooray. All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Kirk, first of all, thank you for being here. It's a high honor. I know it was a long drive.
Great pleasure, Hall.
Have you enjoyed your weekend, sir?
I had a wonderful time. My wife and I both have. Both have had a wonderful time.
Tell us what you talked about, because you had an absolutely stirring presentation. Well, not just the verbal part of it, but you accentuated the content with a fantastic PowerPoint presentation, and that really made it pop.
Well, it's an easy message for middle, what I call normal America. What does Kate Smith, President William McKinley, Thomas Jefferson, President George Washington, have in common with our Confederate heroes? Easy answer. They're all their statues have been taken down because we as a society and as a people have not protected the monuments of our Confederate heroes. We've allowed monumentitis to become a plague in this country, and they're coming down all over the country. Revolutionary War generals from Ohio are having their heads lopped off. Okay?
It started.
So where does it stop?
It started with our heroes, and it's gonna expand throughout our entire racial family.
We were the low-hanging fruit. And once they did us, and now it's just like a pestilence, it's spreading. But that's the thing. Middle America has to be enlisted in this fight on our side, or else they're just gonna be in the bottom of a ditch when the left takes over. That's our choice.
Well, what makes you... Maddie, if we can keep them here just for a second. Kirk, though, what makes you so important and special is that you, as much as anybody that I know, perhaps more than anyone I know, have actually had a hand in fighting this where it matters, not just grousing over your beer, but actually doing it in court.
As a member of the world's second oldest profession, and as Sam Dixon says many times, the only profession that Christ specifically condemned when he as a lawyer, that's my duty station, and we're fighting monument cases. And it seems like that's business is good, unfortunately. And we have Antifa driving that wagon. And, you know, we win cases. We don't lose every case, but the ones we win are really deadly because then Antifa comes in and vandalizes the monument when they don't win. So it's a good fight. It's a fight that can help enlist normal America on our side. And we're putting the judiciary on notice. We are going to have our rights. We're going to have our monuments. And you can either get with us on this or be left in the ash heap of history.
Where do you think the people in this room stand?
I don't know. They've been so kind of tepid on that issue. I think they like our monuments because it's art, and it's our people and our history, right? Yeah. Amen.
Talking about a magnificent piece of art where we're from up in Tennessee, one of the greatest miscarriages of
legality that I can remember took place when the city of Memphis absolutely just violated all state law in hijacking and still to this day holding for ransom the Nathan Bedford Forrest Equestrian Monument, which I believe is the finest equestrian monument that has ever been created.
The problem is they all think that they live in Haiti, and that's just the way things are done there in a banana republic, right? That's just business as usual. You know, we enjoy being corrupt in our third world hell holes. And so this is just the way things are done. And, you know, we killed all the whites in Haiti back in the 1790s. Why should we want to keep their monuments around here now? So off they go, off of their heads.
So are you saying that certain cities have a problem with third world justice?
Boy, the People's Republic of Dallas, the People's Republic of Memphis.
Somebody said that earlier. You said that this happened in Dallas, Texas, and somebody from Texas said it happened in Dallas near Texas.
Near Texas. Yeah. They had the Night of the Long Knives in Dallas in 2015, and there's no conservatives left on the bench in Dallas at all. I mean, you can't get elected. In an all-white district in Dallas, the city council candidate for our side got 14% of the vote. In an all-white district, and it couldn't put it off because it was the homosexual lobby that brought the monument down in Dallas. It wasn't the people of color. It was the rainbow folks.
Well, I said this once in one of my appearances on CNN. You can't have a first-world nation with a third-world population. Are we seeing where the demographics go a different direction, that law, order, society, civilization follows in that direction?
Our wonderful GOP leadership in Texas is preparing Texas to become a blue state. They're actively conspiring with the demon rats to turn Texas blue. And the leadership in Texas has been execrable. These guys are beneath contempt. And now that they got the message in that hideous case in Dallas where the young boy is being transitioned to be a girl when he's 8 years old, including chemical castration, that's happening in Dallas, Texas, supposedly a red state with conservative leadership. But 100,000 people wired, called, texted, emailed the governor, and the judge started thinking twice about that. And so that's the kind of anger when people take down our monuments, when they threaten our children. That's the type of anger that can be very, very useful.
On the tip of the spear with regard to fighting these battles in court is Kirk Lyons and his Southern Legal Resource Center. Tell folks how they can support your work.
They can support our work by
and please do, by the way.
Donation to the Southern Legal Resource Center. We are tax deductible, and it's www.slrc-csa.org. Join us on Facebook. I guess that's, if you're going to be a man of letters, you got to be on Facebook today, even if Mark Zuckerberg's reading all your mail. But, okay, fine. One push of a button, I can reach 100,000 people. I haven't been able to figure out how to do that on email yet. So it's still useful. I don't care if Mark's reading my stuff. And I've only been in Facebook jail once in 9 years, so obviously I'm not reaching my potential yet.
Give us that website one more time, and I ask it for the sake of repetition because I believe it's that important. There is one organization out there that is fighting to keep the monuments of our heroes standing, and this man is leading that charge.
Thank you, James. It's www.slrc-csa.org. Thank you.
Okay, Kirk, before you go.
Thank you for having me.
Well,
thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. Now, we have about a minute remaining before we take our next break, and I would ask you perhaps the same question I've asked so many of our guests tonight and speakers throughout the day, to lavish quite deserved praise upon those here assembled.
Well, any organization or any meeting where I can go where I am not the youngest person there, I am happy. And there's just a lot of young people here tonight, a lot of kids, and a lot of moms, and it's just a wonderful audience. It's like, this is a vacation for me. I've enjoyed the heck out of it, and the grub is wonderful. Your hosts know how to cook, and accommodation's just been first rate, and just thank you so much for doing this. 15 years, man.
Hey, well, how many years for you?
Well, I joined
the we keep celebrating 15. Everybody that's come on the show tonight, with maybe the exception, perhaps not even the exception of Jason, I'm trying to think of one of my contemporaries that's near my age. Everybody's been in this decades longer than me.
Well, I joined the Children of the Confederacy when I was 17 in 1973. Joined the Sons of Confederate Veterans on my 21st birthday in 1977. And been in the trenches, I would date, sometime in the late 80s with the sedition trial. But that was our baptism of fire.
And you still haven't left those trenches. That's a lot of time on the front lines.
Liberty is never cheap, and it is always a price to pay for it, and it must be fought for every generation. And it's worth fighting for. This is a country and a people worth fighting for. And I don't particularly want to end up face down in a ditch with a small caliber bullet in the back of my head someday from our friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, let him hear it. Give him a hand, Sir Kirk Lyons. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven, revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago, so I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no more.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Hello, hello. Oh, we'll use this one. What about number two? Mic number two is not working.
Or excuse me, it's mic number one. Mic number one's out. And we'll go with, hang on. This is live radio. All right, there we go. This is live, warts and all. Well, folks, those of you here know that I shared with you earlier this morning that there is one person in this room tonight who has been inconvenienced by this weekend's gathering. And it's because his birthday's tomorrow, and a lot of the attention that would have been otherwise properly bestowed upon him has been taken away so we could celebrate this other anniversary. And in addition to that, he had to go to the doctor this morning. Yep. Had an ear infection all night, spiked 102 fever earlier, but yet he's still in the room right now. He turns 5 years old tomorrow. My son Henry turns 5 years old tomorrow, and I thought before he goes to bed, we have our babysitter here tonight, and she's about to take him to bed, but I thought we might sing happy birthday to him a mite early.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Henry. Happy birthday to you.
Henry, what do you think about that?
I like it.
All right, you can go to bed. I love you, buddy. All right. Yes, everybody say good night, Henry. And his sister, we should just because it's not her birthday doesn't mean she shouldn't be introduced as well. How about his big sister, Isabel, who's 9 years old? Well, I'm proud of my family. And that includes Sam Dixon, who I consider to be a member of my family. Sam, can you come up, please? Who knows Sam? If you know Sam, let him know you know him. I was so excited when Sam told me he was interested in coming down here tonight and talking again. Sam is another one that I've known just about since my inception in this great cause of ours, and I love him dearly. And you know I consider you part of my family, and you know how close you are to my...
Great admirer of yours, of your wife and children and parents, the whole crowd of you.
You are of course, very familiar with my wife and my parents and children. We've all spent time together.
That's great.
All right, so you are the only one who has yet to speak. And you'll be speaking tomorrow morning. We're not going to church per se, except that we are. And we're going to hear a message from the direct descendant of a Presbyterian minister. So it's going to be as good as it can get. What are we going to be talking about tomorrow?
Well, if we talk in religious terms, as I said earlier, there are two commandments we'll talk about. Thou shalt not bear false witness, which our enemies do constantly, and thou shalt not covet, because I think that our enemies are driven by hatred. They call us haters, which I think psychiatrists would call projection. Most of them are full of hatred, and this hatred stems from jealousy of those who are better than they are. And you really can't do well in life if you're jealous of people who are better than you are. We all have people that are better than we are, and we should be grateful for them. Without them, we wouldn't have surgeons, we wouldn't have pilots for our planes, we wouldn't have people to invent inoculations against disease. But in our society, people who bring these benefits to us are hated and despised. You never hear a word of gratitude for white people. You know, imagine how the rest of the world would live if white people had never existed. You know, imagine the condition that black people would live under, and Asians too. But you never hear a word of gratitude. It's all jealousy and anger and hatred and envy. And the churches themselves are dedicated to stirring this up. I used to have a line I loved. I lost it. I went to an Episcopal church, and the damned priest had the gall to preach on the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. And I told him when I left, this was the worst sermon I've ever heard. And he said, well, why? I said, because you've ruined one of my favorite lines, which is that I've never been in a church where the 10th commandment was ever preached on.
Can I ask you one thing?
You may.
We have, you've got to tell this story. Because you had me in stitches when you told it to me over the phone. You'd gone back to a church in Atlanta, and you turned the priestess into a witch. Do you remember the story?
No.
No. It was, I believe it was in Atlanta.
I am pretty old. I guess I'm.
No, it was a recent story, and she was giving her sermon, and she was saying all of the things that she stood against, and you went up and introduced yourself and said, I represent everything.
Oh,
you...
no, that was in Highlands, North Carolina.
Okay, sorry. All right, so it wasn't in Atlanta. All right, tell the story very quickly. We have about 4 minutes.
It's a long story, and it's not all that good, but
it is funny.
My grandparents were very strict Sabbatarians. We were not allowed to do anything except religious observances on Sundays, which caused me to just dread Sundays. But despite that, I still get feeling guilty when I work on Sundays. So I was at my house in Highlands working, and I was feeling guilty, and I was on my way to the hardware store, and I passed the Presbyterian church, and they were ringing the bells to start the service. I thought, well, I probably ought to go in and try to expunge the guilt of being a Sabbath breaker. And I went in, and it was the most horrible service. I have never seen anything like it. I rarely go to church. When I go to church, I become angry, as it's better that I not go to church. But this woman, it was just beyond belief. I can't tell you all the things that were wrong with it. There was nothing good. It was just a meeting of a socially upscale communist cell. That's all it was.
At prayer.
Yeah.
Communist at prayer.
Well, very little prayer. That was one of 15 things that could be said about the service. I was sitting there with smoke coming out of my ear after listening to 55 minutes of just uninterrupted, unadulterated garbage. And they started the organ for the recessional hymn. And it was a Wesley hymn. Wesley, for all of his heresies as a Methodist, was maybe the greatest hymn writer in the English language. And it's the hymn, O for a Thousand Tongues. I thought, well, thank God, at least there'll be a decent hymn when I get out of this place. And I opened the hymnal, and the clerical communists have rewritten the hymnal, and they have alternate hymns. And so to that, on one page they had, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing Our Dear Redeemer's Name. On the other page, the one they were saying was, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing About the War for Social Justice. And they went through...
And this is a true story.
Yeah, they went through six verses, one about women rising up, and one about poor people rising up, and one about black people rising up. And finally, in the sixth stanza, they did mention God. He finally appeared to say that God wanted all of this stuff. But why do people even go to places like that?
But
give them huge amounts of money. Somebody here said, if you're giving money to your church, stop. And you really should. I hate to pick on the Baptist. I know we're about through. I don't have to talk about it tomorrow. It's not really on point. Can you imagine? I never dreamed as a Presbyterian that I would live to see the day when the Baptists would out Torquemada, the Spanish Inquisition, and excommunicate poor old James Edwards, not merely excommunicating him for believing what all of their grandparents and ancestors believed, but they excommunicated the entire church, the entire parish. I mean, even Torquemada and the Spanish Inquisition at their wildest never excommunicated everybody in a parish because there was one person there who didn't agree with something that they wanted. This is just fantastic. The Baptist church is now farther over than the Spanish Inquisition. It's just amazing.
Sam, with seconds remaining... And thank you for reminding me of what happened to me. But listen, you were in the receiving line with the priestess, and you told her that everything you said, I stand for. And what happened to her?
She said that she hated white racists and white nationalists so much that she could not forgive them. And so I was so mad, I wanted to be the first person out. And so I hurried out after the choir left. I was the first person hurrying down the aisle. And she was there in her clerical robes. And I wanted to walk past her, but she stopped me and shook hands and said, like, well, I don't recognize you or something. I said, and I told her, this was the worst church service I have ever been to in my life. And I said, I am one of those people you cannot forgive. And I walked off.
But what happened to her? Do you remember her reaction?
She closed her eyes. It was like she went comatose. She closed her eyes and completely froze and stood there. I waited for her to say something, like, why would you dislike? She just froze. That's the last time I'll darken that parish.
Sam Dixon, everybody, the incomparable, the great Sam Dixon. We'll be back with the third and final hour of tonight's event right after these words. Stay tuned, everybody.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.